happened, scene after scene about the life of Christ and the significance it has for us.
所以我们讲这段圣经的时候，一定要请大家留意这个故事的背景和上下文，它当时发生这段圣经发生的情景是怎么样子的。
And of course, I won't read all of these, but if you can see it, you can see kind of the progression of the different scenes that Mark is taking us through, so that we can appreciate step by step what is unfolding as he reveals that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
所以马可福音它照的这个次序，它把这个好像这个话剧一样一幕一幕的给我们看见，但是最终的结果是引导我们，让我们知道耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And of course, as Jesus is moving and responding to the Father's leadership, we saw last time how he was even taking the risk to do what most Jews would never do. Most faithful, pious Jews would never be supping or being a companion with sinners and people of this nature.
So we see that Jesus Christ, he wanted to fulfill his mission, to proclaim God's gospel.他甚至做了一些当时虔诚的犹太人是不会做的事情，比如说和罪人税吏他们去吃饭。
And so, I don't want to give the wrong impression about the Pharisees. The Pharisees are probably like many so-called believers today. You had those that were very legalistic, very critical, very judgmental, and then you had other people like Nicodemus who were actually very sincere.
所以我想，当我讲到法利赛人的时候，我不希望给大家一个错误的观念，觉得法利赛人都坏。啊，法利赛人其实有点很像我们现代当代的信徒，他们对人很苛刻，他们充满了这个法律系统的，会常常去评判别人。但是法利赛人有好的比较温和的，像尼哥底母，他是其中也是个法利赛人。
On this particular occasion, we see that some of the Jewish leaders were being critical and questioning about why it seems that Jesus and his followers do not fast.
我们今天要看的这段经文呢，是讲到法利赛人或者是犹太人的宗教领袖，他们来问耶稣，他们就觉得为什么耶稣和他的门徒他们竟然不禁食呢？
And they were bothered by that because like a lot of people, maybe like we know today, it's like you're not really worshiping God like we worship God.
他们觉得很困扰，他觉得哎，我们敬拜神，我们禁食，但是你们也说号称敬拜神，但你却不禁食，这是为什么呢？
You don't follow the religious traditions like most of us follow. Why don't you fast?
我们是有宗教传统的，这个传统就是要禁食。哎，为什么你不禁食呢？
So for the English readers and speakers, let me just read real quickly the text for today. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples...Do not fast. And Jesus said to them, Can the wedding guest fast while the bridegroom is with them? No. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day.
刚刚这中文已经读过一遍了哈，这把英文再读一遍。
So this is another some theologians and commentators will call this a conflict.Episode that we see just following on the more recent conflict episode about, you know, the whole thing about Jesus being all his time here dining and partying with, you know.
所以这一段经文就连着上个月我们讲的耶稣在和罪人税吏去吃饭，这是一个好像在犹太人宗教领袖面前，他们觉得这是个充满了冲突的一幕场景，又是好像有他们又来攻击耶稣，为什么这样子不去那样子？
And it, not only the Pharisees, but it seemed that the followers or the disciples of John the Baptist also greatly emphasized fasting. So when they looked at Jesus and his followers, they're like, what?
这段不仅是法利赛人觉得耶稣和他的门徒做的好像不对，连约翰和他的门徒都觉得奇怪，为什么耶稣的门徒竟然不禁食呢？
And it could be that the Pharisees are fasting forone particular reason to emphasize certain things, and maybe John's disciples are more distinct in what they're and why they're fasting.
所以像法利赛人禁食，他是有他的目的的，所以他为了某件事情而禁食。但约翰的门徒他们也禁食。
But what we do know is that the Pharisees and those that were associated with them took fasting so seriously that even on Monday and Thursday by the first century, we see evidence that they give those days to a good part of those days to fast.
所以我们在我们现在以前的发现，就是法利赛人他们虔诚的法利赛人，他们对于这个禁食是非常的遵守的，他一定是礼拜一礼拜三一定要禁食的。
So the question is, well, is it true then, did Jesus not fast? How about his followers? Is it true, did they not fast?
他们就很想知道耶稣和他的门徒竟然一点都不禁食吗？从来都不禁食吗？
Well, if we look at other parts of the gospel, what we see is, for example, in Mark chapter 9, we see a mention of fasting.
但我们看见圣经里有记载到，比如说在马可第九章里面有记载到禁食的这个事情。
We see it also in Matthew 4:2, where of course Jesus spent 40 days fasting before he began his public ministry.
在马太福音第四章第二节也讲到耶稣禁食了40昼夜。
And then when we look at chapter 6, we also see this question where the disciples approach Jesus and say, "Wow, you just have this amazing prayer life. Can you tell us about it?"
我们在这个第六章里面也看到耶稣在禁食，然后他的门徒在他禁食完之后来问他你是怎么祷告的。
And of course, when you talk about prayer, lots of times you talk about fasting if you're a faithful Jew.
如果你是一个虔诚的犹太人的话，你又祷告又禁食。
So when this question came up in chapter 6 about fasting, it's interesting that Jesus just assumes that faithful Jews, faithful people of God will fast. He says, when you fast.
所以当他们问耶稣，耶稣回答的时候，耶稣就假设他们都禁食，就说当你禁食的时候你要怎么怎么怎么。
So the implication is, yes, fasting was a part even of Jesus' life. It just looked different.
所以我们可以知道耶稣是禁食的，只是说在这犹太人看来他好像做的不一样。
But to go back just for a moment to Mark chapter 9, do you remember that particular scene? This is following the experience that three of Jesus' closest, most intimate disciples had on what we call the Mount of Transfiguration.
在马可福音第九章讲到耶稣带了三个门徒上了变化山上，在山上就登山变相了。
And as they were coming back from the mountain, coming back to a village, I don't know if you remember that scene, but a father ran up and said, my boy is demon possessed and your disciples could not cast out this perplexing demon.
所以你想耶稣和他那三个门徒在山上，但他完了以后他下来经过一个村庄，就有一个人对耶稣说我的孩子被鬼附，但你的门徒就是剩下的九个，在地上他们赶不出这个鬼。
And so I think that's probably a little bit disconcerting to Jesus. And, you know, his own disciples had cast out demons before. How do we know that? We see other places in Luke chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, where his disciples have, in the past, cast out demons.
耶稣就觉得很奇怪了，为什么他的门徒以前在别的地方都可以赶出鬼，为什么这个鬼赶不出来呢？
And so Jesus has to address this because the Father is pleading with him. He just says, do something. Your disciples could not even cast out this demon.
所以耶稣就亲自动手把那鬼赶出去了。
And what was Jesus' response? Does anybody remember it?
当时耶稣怎么回答那个父亲呢？
He said, these kind of situations will not be overcome unless through prayer and fasting.
耶稣说这一类的鬼若不禁食祷告就赶不出去。
So we can put to rest any question about did Jesus fast. Of course he fasted and so did his followers, but maybe it looked different.
所以我们可以知道耶稣是一定他也是禁食的，他和他的门徒都禁食，只是犹太人好像觉得不一样。
Now I don't know why I got to thinking about that. Why were the disciples of Jesus seemingly powerless to overcome this demon possession incident?
所以为什么有几个门徒赶不出那个鬼呢？
Well, some people speculate and think, well, maybe it was because they were distracted and, you know, the three were up there on the mountain having this unbelievable experience seeing Jesus transform and the other nine were back here in the village with some of the Jewish leaders and it wasn't going well.
所以有些解经的学者认为这个地上的九个门山下的九个门都赶不出那鬼，因为他们觉得耶稣没有带他们上山，只带了另外三个上山，所以他们觉得不高兴。
I think that affected them and maybe it was one explanation of why they were seemingly powerless that, you know, they're dealing with jealousy and all this pressure from the religious leaders and so they were ill-equipped, you might say, on that particular day.
他们好像暂时失去了那个属灵的能力，因为他可能心中充满着嫉妒。
Now, I had one other thought as I was preparing this message do we see any kind of emphasis on fasting in the early church? Because it was the followers, the most faithful disciples of Jesus, who laid the foundation of what we know today as the church.
那我们现在看一看起初教会的时候，他们是对于禁食这件事情是怎么记载、怎么教导的？
Do we see any evidence in the early church, any emphasis whatsoever about fasting?
我们看看起初的教会对于禁食这件事情是怎么教导的？
The answer is yes.
答案是当他们也禁食。
In places like Acts chapter 13.
比如说在使徒行传13章就提到禁食。
And I don't know if you remember this, but this was the church where they began to be concerned about the Gentile nations around them who were not being reached.
这个教会就13章记载就是安提阿的教会，这个教会开始要对外邦人传福音。
And so we see in these verses, Acts chapter 13 verses, particularly in verses 1 to 3, the following text.
我们看到这里上面就显得是使徒行传第13章1到3节。
It says, while these prophets and teachers were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart Barnabas and Saul, I want to send them out to reach the nations.
当这里就有几个有几个先教士和先知，他们侍奉主禁食的时候呢，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Beautiful, Tom. So after they had fasted, this is verse 3, after they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and then sent them out.
于是他们教会禁食祷告，按手在他们两个身上头上，就打发他们去了。
So I got to thinking about this kind of interesting. When they did faithfully practice some of these spiritual practices that Jesus modeled for them, we see a correlation, a relationship with the fact that they are more in tune with the heart of God, ready to go out and reach the Gentile nations.
我们看见当教会的这些教士先知，当他们侍奉神，那么禁食的时候，他们更能够明白圣灵的心意。
So maybe this is giving us a hint of why certain people continue to emphasize fasting, where you get totally focused on the heart of God and listening to the direction and voice of God.
所以为什么我现在明白有些人的教导，就是他非常注重禁食，他说当你禁食的时候，你才能够专心，能够听圣灵的声音。
So we see this emphasis many times where there is prayer in the early church or the followers of Jesus, there's also fasting.
所以在起初教会的时候，当很多地方讲到祷告的时候，同时也看到他们在禁食。
But it's a different kind of fasting. It's not a fasting that maybe is so easily observable.
但他们那个禁食可能跟我们现在想象的禁食不一样。现在你想到禁食，你一眼就可以看到人家在禁食。
And maybe you remember from Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus is addressing fasting. He says, now don't fast in a way that you're drawing attention to yourself.
你还记得没有？耶稣在马太第六章讲到禁食的时候说，你不要禁食做到一个程度，你人家一看到你说啊，你在禁食啊，你真虔诚啊。
So,
不要对。
I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah.
不要人家觉得你是在装样子。
Yeah. And so Jesus is going to help them understand a little bit more of what he's trying to express by using an example or two of what we might call a parable.
下面耶稣就针对这件事情他打了个隐喻比方。
But you know parables. Parables are beautiful, but sometimes they're not readily accessible or understandable until you reflect on them.
所以这个比喻，圣经的比喻有很多。那然后常常我们觉得，你当不是那么容易懂，有时候你要好回去回想几遍。
So Jesus in this parable, the first one we're going to look at, we're talking about who he is, and he likens himself to a bridegroom.
所以耶稣在这个比喻里面把自己比作那个新郎。
So he gives this kind of mysterious response to some of them. He says, you know, when the bridegroom is present, this is not a good time for fasting.
所以他对他说，如果新郎在一个婚宴里面，你跟新郎在一起，你就不应该禁食。
So as Chinese people, most of us are Chinese background, you know, you can just think about what a wedding banquet was like, and this will give you kind of the context.
所以你就想，中国人也常常去参加人家的喜宴，对不对？人家结婚请你去吃，你在那个场景你会怎么样呢？
It's a festive, joyous time. Nobody's thinking about fasting at that moment.
你那里大家都很高兴快乐，都是敞开怀来吃啊喝，没有人会想说我现在来，我到这来禁食的。
And so Jesus says, when the bridegroom is present, you know, it's different. It's good, but it's not fasting.
所以当新郎和在这个喜宴当中的时候，大家都很高兴、很喜乐，吃喝。
And I like it in English. Not fasting, it's feasting.
所以不是在禁食，而是在敞开胃口吃喝。
a time of sharing, a time of laughter, a time of acceptance, and even when Jesus shows up, sometimes a time of forgiveness.
所以大家充满喜乐的享受耶稣的同在，享受他带给我们的赦免。
So the implication is, who can fast when the life of God, who's Jesus, the life of the party is present with us?
所以当生命的主在你的生在你的场景中，你就不应该进食。
Jesus says it's only when the guests are deprived of the bridegroom do we see, maybe they're somewhat sobered and saddened by his absence.
当这个生命的主被拿走了以后，那才会感到忧伤，你才会进食。
And you think about the times when Jesus was taken away from, physically absent from their presence, the disciples' presence.
当耶稣不在他们中间的时候。
Right, I mean, he was taken up after the crucifixion, that he was gone, but even more so after the ascension. You know, Jesus turns to the Father after 40 days.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架了以后，门徒会感到忧伤。当耶稣升天以后，离开门徒之后，门徒也感到忧伤。
Those are the times where you feel led and driven to meet with God and cry out to God, and you miss the physical presence of Jesus, and so you fast.
所以当门徒在那种情况下，他们就进食。
Right, so fasting is a response to where, like, God, where are you? And then you focus on what issues are before you that you need God's help. Lord, we need you at this moment. We need you as a church.
当你进食的时候，你就好像在跟神说：“主啊，你在哪里？我需要你。”
We need your strength. We need your company. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance.
我们需要你的能力、你的同在、你的智慧。
And so you really focus on those moments where you're just so focused on God, you forget to eat. You don't have time to eat.
你整天你都在想着这些事的时候，你就没有时间去吃，你根本就不想要吃。
And so that's what made me also think as I was reflecting on this message about Psalm 16, because it so wonderfully depicts what it's like to be in the presence of God.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我就想到诗篇16篇。
You'll allow me, Tom, I just want to pick out a few verses and highlight them. We won't read all of those verses, but maybe just two or three.Okay, so I think about verse 5. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. 这是第五节的。
第五节就讲到耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
Or verse 8, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
第八节说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不自摇动。
He is before me. He is at my right hand. God is present. I will not be shaken.
所以神在我右边，神在我旁边，他在我面前，我便不自摇动。
What's the result? Verse 9. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices.
所以这个关系，所以我第九节说，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
And that reminds you of what it must have been like to be sitting around and reclining and having a banquet with Jesus. In His presence is fullness of joy.
这就好像你在跟耶稣一同坐席的时候，他在你旁边，你的心里会多么的充满欢喜乐。
And then of course everyone knows verse 11. This is one of those verses that you carry with you. It's so beautiful.
然后我们看第十一节写的多美。
You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
So that's what Jesus' disciples experienced then, and that's what Jesus' disciples can experience today as well.
这是他们当时和耶稣同在的时候，他们的受，这也是我们现在的门徒的感受。
You can always sense when Jesus is present if you've been walking with him for a while. There's joy, there's acceptance, there's relational intimacy that's otherwise not possible.
当你经历过耶稣在生命中与你同在的时候，你就能够经历到这些喜乐和平安。
Maybe that's one of the reasons why Jesus said we're two or What is it? Three are gathered together in my name. There I am, right there, physically, or even non-physically, present in the midst of you.
所以耶稣为什么会说地上若有两三个人奉我的名同聚集的时候，我就便与他们同在。
And I just hit on one of the paradoxes of the faith that even though Jesus is physically absent, we can experience him palpably and realistically nonetheless through the Holy Spirit.
对，耶稣虽然说肉身不与我们同在，但是圣灵的同在，我们仍然可以经历他的同在。
Yeah, yeah. Tom is a good interpreter. Yeah.We can experience him through the presence of Christ, the Spirit of the living God with us.
So we 借着永生神的灵，经历永生神与我们同在。
And yet we still fast, we still long for his presence, we still long for his return.
虽然这样，我们仍然禁食，我们仍然等祷告，我们仍然等候他的，等候耶稣的再来。
Even though he has begun a good work in us and we see his saving work already underway, we long for the completion of it.
所以耶稣在我们身上已经动了这个工作，但是直到他再来，他才成为完成这个工作，所以我们盼望他的再来，把他在我们身上已经开始的工作能够完成。
And Mark does us a favor now. He also mentions two other short examples. We might call them metaphors to help us understand how unique this experience is to know God through Jesus Christ and how all of these other things are related like fasting.
所以马可福音又记载了另外两个比喻，然后这个讲到这个生活，讲到工作的，我们来看。
And some of you know these two short parables. One of them about how we deal with old or torn garments.
所以第一个比喻是讲说你怎么来补这个破衣服。
And the second one is about how we handle new wine, the whole process of fermentation. He's going to use that example.
第二个就讲到这个怎么来储存这个新酒的比喻。
But he's got a point. He wants to make a point, so you don't want to miss this part.
所以我们来注意看了。
Okay, so let me read it to you in English real quick. Jesus says, no one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made.And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. No, but new wine is for fresh wineskins.
所以这两个比喻是说，没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮带裂开，酒和皮带就都坏了，唯把新酒装在新皮带里。
So in the first example, Jesus is showing any of you women that sew, I know that probably some of you do, you know it much better than I do, how foolish it would be to patch an old torn garment with a new patch of cloth. It just doesn't work.
所以想在座的很多姊妹可能在这个缝衣服上比我经验更多，但这里说到没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上。
Anybody that attempts to do that only makes the situation worse.
你如果这样做，把原来那个破的更大。
And the result is that now the garment is completely useless. It's just torn.
所以你这个新布也浪费。
All right. And the second one is somewhat similar to the first example.
第二个也类似，第二个比喻也类似。
Where we realize that no one would ever store unfermented wine in an old wineskin.
就新酒就是没有发酵的酒，或者还没有完全发酵完的酒，所以没有人把这新酒装在旧的皮带里面。
And that's because of the life or the power of that wine that inside the skin begins to go through this process of fermentation, and the old skin just cannot contain it.
因为它是新酒，所以它没有发酵完，所以还会持续发酵，会有气泡声等等，所以会有张力。
I'm sorry. Yeah, and so if you try that, if you try putting new wine into old wineskins, you just lose not only the wine, but the wineskins.
所以它不放在旧皮袋里，它会把那个旧皮袋胀破，最后酒也没了，皮袋也完了。
So Jesus is saying new wine, which is what he's bringing, requires new wineskins.
所以你如果要装新酒的话，你必须用一个新皮袋。
So Christianity, following Christ, has never been somehow about adapting some kind of religious system that you like, even if you call it a Christian religious system and simply adding things that you think will help make your religious experience better.
所以基督的信仰不是说你原来有个教，现在又换了个基督教，把这个基督教是一个更好的教，放在你原来那个教上面，让你这个人生变得更好，这不是基督的信仰。
Yeah. Even if your heart is good, even if your intent is good, and so maybe you're a Chinese and you grew up with a different religious traditions, maybe mom and dad had different religious traditions, and you think, oh, I like the gospel too, I'll add the Christian faith to what our family already believes, and it'll even be better. Jesus is saying it doesn't work that way, and you will only make things worse.
所以这个比喻让我们知道，你如果比如说你觉得你自己是个好人，你原来有你自己一套的生活方式，一套的宗教，你觉得哎这个福音听起来更好，把它拿进来让我的生活变得更好啊，就好像叠加上去一样，这个不是基督的信仰。
Because the power and the potential of this new life that Jesus brings us is too overwhelming, and it was never meant to just be an add-on.
所以你信了耶稣所带来的这个能力，这个是不是你这个旧的生命可以承受的？他不信基督的信仰，不是让你说加一个上去让你更好的事情。
No, it's too glorious. It demands a new category. What Jesus brings as the King comes in His kingdom is too big, too powerful, and it will forever alter the way that you live this life, live in this world.
所以这个新的生命是如此的强，它不是。如此的荣耀，它不是你的旧的生命可以承受的。
It's like new wine bursting with resurrection power.
就好像这个新酒充满了这个复活的能力一样。
And wherever it goes, whoever tastes of that wine, they experience radical transformation.
如果人若喝了这个新酒，他就会体验这个完全的改变。
And they begin to experience the coming and the realization of the kingdom at hand.
他会体验这个神的国在他身上，在现在。
And that's why later we see other fellow disciples, people like the Apostle Paul, writing things like this.
So we can see that Apostle Paul also wrote this verse.
And you know this verse. I don't know if you can see it, but if you can see it, read it with me in English.
If you can, you can read it in English.
Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away.Behold, the new has come, and all this is from God.
所以这段零后五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是个新的创造，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于神。
Wherever Jesus comes, so comes the kingdom, and as the kingdom comes, everything changes.
所以耶稣不论到哪里，神的国就到哪里，当神的国临到的时候，一切都改变了。
Okay, so Jesus and his disciples,were initially criticized because they were not following the fasting traditions as expected.
所以法利赛人他们刚开始批评耶稣和他的门徒不照着犹太人的传统来进食。
And Jesus is saying, no, you're approaching this, you're thinking about this in an entirely too narrow of a way.
耶稣回应他们想的做的太狭隘了。
And if you think that you can just take my teaching and kind of add it to what you want to believe, you will only make things worse.
耶稣是说，如果你们把耶稣所讲的，但是就套到他的旧的生活方式上，而没有说重大改变的话，这个不行的。
And this was so important in the early church. This lesson was so challenging to learn that we get letters like Paul's letter to the Galatians that kind of help us see how significant it is.
所以保罗在他加拉太书里面也讲到这个事情，这个新的生命没有办法用你的旧的生活来承载。
And I don't know if you've read the letter to the Galatians before, but Paul is very direct and he's very concerned that somehow they're changing the simple and glorious message of the gospel.
所以加拉太书里面保罗对于加拉太人他们把这个福音把它淡化了或者改变了，他觉得非常的揪心。
This new life, this gospel life is much bigger than just some kind of religious practice or observance or tradition. It's bigger than that.
这个神的生命不是你想的是我有一套新的宗教做法了。
And especially younger believers who are not yet very mature in the faith, they can fall prey to easily kind of like, oh, fasting is important. I got to fast to be acceptable to God, or I've got to do this to be acceptable to God.
所以如果一个人刚刚信主，他可能很容易就落到这个陷阱里面，就说我要靠行为来取悦神，我照着规矩来进食，我要做这个做那个来取悦神。
And that's why every congregation needs people like you have.Peppered throughout this congregation, people who have grown in the faith, who are more mature, and who can help the younger ones kind of wrestle with these issues that all of us have to wrestle with.
但是有经可能出信的
Yeah, it's not something where we invite God into our life and kind of adapt this practice and adapt this practice, and we think that we're still in charge. It's not that kind of thing.
所以你有经验，你就不会去犯同样的错误。就好像你的生活是这样。你把神的教导这个你觉得喜欢的拿进来把那一个你喜欢你拿进来这样觉得啊，我这样但实际上最后还是你自己做主你并不是让圣灵在你生命中做主这个其实就危险
And Jesus' message to us is careful that never works
就是你小心这个没办法这不是真的基督的生命
What you need is me Jesus is saying I'm really what you need to solve everyproblem you encounter in life.
所以你需要的是耶稣在你身中掌权来带领你经过每一样的问题。
And because he is such a glorious person, such a wonderful person, because his love is everlasting and a perfect love, he will continue to rebuke us when necessary, even discipline us when necessary.
因为耶稣爱我们就爱我们到底所以他的爱是永无止境的所以他会常常的责备我们管教我们带领我们让我们归正。
And that's why I don't know if you remember years ago, Robert, where I was invited to do kind of a summer thing, and we made one of the emphases on repentance, because repentance, I don't know if you remember, it's a way of life.
我记得几年前我来我们有个夏令会，我做讲员的时候，我们就讲的主题就是悔改。
So Jesus is saying here, listen, you've left me outside. You're busy arguing about things like.Fasting and religious observances, but you've left me outside. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat that person and they with me.
So, 耶稣他就不希望教会是因为各种宗教的活动、宗教的传统、宗教的习俗在那里来讨论争吵，结果把耶稣自己关在教会门外。所以这个照片这段经文就说到耶稣说看哪我在门外叩门若有我在教会门外叩门若有听见我的声音有开门的我要进到他那里去我与他他与我一同坐席
And where Jesus comes so comes the kingdom of God
当耶稣来的时候神的国就来到了
And what he inaugurates is life transforming and radical
他所说的是完全改变我们生命的
It's a new way of lifeIt's life instead of death.
是一个新的生命，而不那个生命是取代了死亡。
Real hope instead of hopelessness.
是给我们真实的盼望，而不是绝望。
True freedom instead of a life of bondage.
是真的自由，而不是被捆绑。
A life of acceptance and belonging before God instead of alienation from God.
是被神所喜悦、所接纳的一个生活，而不是跟神完全隔离的一个生活。
A life where we begin to become truly righteous through Christ, not only what he did, but what he's doing, instead of this kind of a contrived righteousness.
这个我们在基督里得到的真正的公义因为是他的公义就成了我们的公义而不是这种好像以自己为义这样的。
对呀。And so, it's like a new life, a life to the full, I think is one way Jesus said it in John, right? You come to me and I will give you life to the full.
就像耶稣所说到我这里来我让你得生命并且得到更丰富的生命。
And so we have these images that are circling each other. Life to the full, feasting, not fasting, fullness of joy. All of these we find in Christ.
所以我们在基督了我们就看见这个更丰富。
So if you haven't begun to experience that, then we invite you today to lean into that.
如果你还体验经历到这个更丰盛的生命的话，我们邀请你来经历。
Yeah, be careful because it is possible to go through life and just dabble with the Christian faith. Oh, I like that. I kind of like that. I don't like that. But I like that. And we just simply leave ourselves in control, where we live like we are Lord, and we just pick and choose what we want from this faith and from that faith, and it won't work. Yeah.
所以就好像耶稣给我们一个全套，你不是说我取这个，我取那个，好像吃自助餐一样，我只吃这个，我只吃那个，不是耶稣给你的全部的生命。
Yeah. Jesus didn't come to make your life more comfortable. That's not why he came.
耶稣来拯救我们，不是说让你过一个更好的日子。
Right. He came to give you a better life, a new life, a life of grace, freedom, and joy.
他要给你一个更好的生命，让你的生命充满了恩典。和喜乐。
So let's go back and think of how this started. Why aren't these guys fasting? Who do they think they are?
我们再重新回到这个起初的，他们来问耶稣，为什么耶稣和他的门徒不进食呢？
And Jesus' response to them is, it's because I'm here. I'm here.
耶稣回应就是因为我是新郎，我还在和门徒在一起，所以他们没必要进食。
And so when Jesus is present, things are different. Things are better.
因为耶稣的同在，事情就不一样了，事情就更好。
Right? Do you agree with that? Yeah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life of God.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理和生命，所以他就是生命的主。”
Have you embraced that gospel? Or maybe I should say it this way: Has that gospel embraced you?
你接纳这个福音吗？或者换句话说。这个福音有没有完全把你包容在其中？
Yeah. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, that means turn back to God. Repent and believe in the gospel.
时候到了，神的国在我们中间，你们要悔改，信福音。
Right. Yeah. Is that gospel?That kingdom, that new life, is it evident in your life?
所以这个神的国，这个福音是不是在你的生命中呢？
Yeah. Jesus calls you and I to not stop short, but to enjoy His company, to enjoy it together.
所以耶稣就呼召我们要经历他的同在。
And it will probably mean that there's some things that you will want to leave.Because they're only hindering you on this journey of life that Jesus has called us to.
所以耶稣呼召我们来经历他的生命，所以有些东西你可能要抛弃你的旧的生命的一些东西。
Yeah, remember Levi. When Jesus found him, he saw something that no one else saw. He saw Levi, even though he was utterly corrupt and broken. He saw who Levi was called to be, and he says, "I want you to leave that, and I want you to follow me."
你还记得耶稣呼召税吏利未吗？利未听从耶稣的呼召，就放下他那一套他过去的生活方式，而跟从了耶稣。
So evidently, the Christian life is more than something like, well, I believe this. It's much more than that.
所以基督的信仰不是说啊，我就是信了这个，它是一个生活，它是一个生命，也是一个生活的方式。
Yeah, of course it's about believing who he is, believing the gospel, but it's evidently much more than just believing up here.
所以不光是头脑相信，而是心里面去遵行。
Yeah. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share today.
好，谢谢大家给我时间。
Yeah. Yeah.